At the beginning of this pandemic, there were plenty of memes, jokes about how life would now unfold, like the British zombie comedy Shaun of the Dead.
Take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil,
sorry,
grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over. How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, boy!
The characters attempt to take refuge from the zombie apocalypse at their favorite London pub, the Winchester, but alas, in real life, there is no sanctuary right now at British Watering Holes. The earliest that pubs can open is the 4th of July. Bar owners are now gearing up to create safe ways of doing that. Peter Borgneal is the founder and owner of the Oakman Inns chain of pubs. Peter, I gather you've redesigned one of your pubs, the Betsy Wynn, as a model for what to expect when you reopen. So what's changed physically? What will regulars right away notice?
So what we did is we, in terms of laying the place out, we created glass screening so people could be a bit closer than 2 meters.
That's about 6 feet.
Yeah, because if it was a literal 2 meters, the place would just be sparse, you know. Apart from the fact it wouldn't be economical because you wouldn't have enough people in it, it would just feel horrible because there'd be no atmosphere. So we use glass screens to get tables closer together. We're now hearing that there'll be some easing, which means people back to back could be closer anyway. They're not going to allow people to stand, so you're going to be sat, which will obviously be a big difference from before because part of the atmosphere would be a big lump of people would be standing at the bar talking, conversing, moving around, talking to other people. You'll have to remain at your table. So that's the kind of seating thing. But the other stuff, it'll be opportunities to wash your hands everywhere. When you arrive, you'll be asked to wash your hands. There'll only be one way in, one way out, so people don't face each other. So it is going to be different. It's going to feel very different to a traditional English pub, at least in the short term.
Right. So that's what clients will notice right away. What about service? How are you reorganizing that?
So people would come in, they'd be shown to their table. They would order by app rather than a waiter approaching the table. The only interaction would be when you bring the food, drinks, you then step away. So at the moment, it feels like you won't have the kind of friendly conversation stuff you'd normally have between a server and a customer.
It occurs to me that with a pub, there's obviously alcohol, and that reduces inhibitions and can even impair judgment. How are you training staff to deal with the public who get a little tipsy and start to flout the rules?
Look, it's a really important question. And when we asked our people how they felt about coming back to work and what they're worried about, that was number one. What happens if someone's had a few and we're just trying to encourage them to do the right thing? And what happens if they're suddenly face-to-face with us and they're angry? So we're going to develop some conflict management strategies to help our guys understand it. Ultimately, if people get aggressive after a drink, whether it's about washing their hands or whether it's a dispute over a girlfriend, I mean, it ends the same way. They either listen to some common sense or they leave through the back door, if you know what I mean.
Peter, how badly do you need this reopening? I mean, several months with the doors closed, that must leave your business in pretty rough shape.
Yeah, we're losing money. So the government are paying the wages, but you've got the other costs, you've got the utilities. Rent is not going away. It looks like in this country that there won't be a government-led concession on rent. You know, we owe taxes. So all of us are losing money day by day at the moment. Some people could survive another month. Some people could survive another year. But clearly, the longer this goes on, the more pubs and restaurants just won't be able to reopen because they'll have gone bust already. So you need movement. You either need more government help or you need to be open. And at the moment, there appears to be a danger we're going to be caught in a middle ground. And there's clearly going to be victims. There's clearly going to be less pubs and restaurants.
Peter Borgneal, founder and owner of Oakman Inns in the UK. Thank you very much. And the best of luck moving ahead.
My pleasure. And good luck to everyone in my industry over in the States. Cheers.